Good evening. You are listening to Dax Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic alternative, and, well, all the kind of tracks I can pretend fit into that woolly list of genres. And it's brought to you by myself, Nigel, tonight, alone in the studio, just bringing you tunes and chatting. And tonight I started with a track by Skinjob, a new track, one not off the Parasite CP. So presumably off his forthcoming album. This was available as a download that came with the Electronic Body Music compilation that I played loads of tracks off last week. So you buy the CD box set and you get something like 40 more tracks you can download with a special code that comes with the box set. So I have not really picked through the rest of that yet. I've listened to the actual CDs that came and I'm not that impressed. There's a lot of, I don't know, not great tracks in there. The small handful I played from you a fortnight ago, were some of the better ones out of the first couple of discs, and to be honest, they ended up being the strong tracks off the discs. Now, I can't comment on the download stuff, because I simply went straight to the Skinjob track and brought that in to play that tonight, which, to be honest, I think it's sounding pretty polished, and I'm looking forward to listening to the album fits, so if, you know, when it finally comes out, it will be quite excited to listen to it. So presumably that's coming off his forthcoming album. So there's that. And the rest of the show tonight will be a mixture, the usual mixture of tunes and a bit of chatting and a bit of news about upcoming things and stuff and events and gigs and club nights and all that kind of things. But tonight I'm just going to, well, not tonight, to now, I'm going to carry on with some more tunes. Now, this one is a very, very famous tune from a very big artist. Now, this is a guy who I had never seen live before until last weekend, and he's on a UK tour, or probably finished by now. Rob Zombie, and unfortunately he played Leeds O2 Academy, which was a bit tiny for him. He failed to actually get all of his props on stage, unfortunately, so I didn't see a massive walking robot, apparently, which other people did in other cities which had larger venues. So come on, Leeds, get a venue that properly fits people like Rob Zombie. That will be awesome. Anyway, this is Dragula. heard their Cat with We Are Still Alive from the We Are Still Alive CD single. That is one of the few things I've got by Cat, and I've got a lot of friends who rave about them a lot, and who are very excited to see them at the upcoming Resistance Festival in Sheffield. One of the few times that they've actually played the UK, as far as I'm aware. So I need to actually catch up with my mates and get them to recommend Cat tunes, because that's, you know, I need to hear more of their stuff. That is particularly good, but, you know, need to hear the back catalogue and things, get really educated before I go and see them live. Before that, we had a band that I'd been recommended by a friend called Shanklin Freak Show, with a track called Carousel from a fairly recent EP called Welcome to the Show EP. I don't know much about them, but they come across as this very entertaining, theatrical, rocky kind of sound, very much along the lines of kind of Rob Zombie, who I played Dragula before then from Hellbilly Deluxe, which... a storming track. It went down brilliantly live earlier this week. And I can imagine all those bands being great live, especially Rob Zombie, who I saw live. Yay! I'm very happy about that. Haven't been disappointed by a band yet, certainly one of that size. Right, I think it's time to run through news, but I don't really have much news this week, really. The main thing is the Comal Commando album that I've been raving about for ages is due out on Friday, but if you've listened to the previous week's show, you'll know that I've already got my hands on it. It seems that the label were already selling it about 3 weeks ago, so it's not any special DJ thing to get your hands on it, it's just go to Alpha Matrix and order it. But yes, it's due out Friday. I'm not quite sure what the due outness is. Maybe that's just a date they've chosen to officially call it the album launch. But it's a very good album, and I'll be playing a track off that in a few minutes. And the other piece of news was I got an email saying that Gary Newman, a hero of many electronic musicians, has started putting some samples of new music on newman.co.uk. So if you pop along there, you can actually stream some samples of some of his upcoming stuff, some stuff that's going to be on forthcoming albums, which is interesting. It's very good stuff, actually. I'm looking forward to grabbing hold of some new Newman, but I think we've got to wait till roughly the middle of the year for that. Okay, well, time for more tunes, I think. Here's some Combi Christ.
Stay away, burning alive. I cannot breathe this poison.
You are still listening to Dark Assimilation on BCB 106.6 FM. That was Straftans with Turbo from the, well, I've got that from the Advanced Electronics Volume 8 compilation. And before that, we had Combi Christ with Throat Full of Glass from the latest album, Making Monsters. Great stompy track, that. And now it's time to really just run down the gigs, clubs and stuff going on in the local area. It's not a massively huge list I've got this time, but there's still plenty going on. We've got this coming Saturday the 26th of February, we have Capping Noctum over at the Zoo Bar in Bradford. We have a couple of live bands, Scary Bitches and Alice Moving Under Skies, free entry. Doors are 8:30, bands start at 9 and the club night afterwards runs till 3 a.m. and more information can be found at gothupnorth.co.uk. We also have, following that, Friday the 5th of March, we have Flock... Saturday. The Flock's on a Saturday. Saturday the 5th of March. I've written that down wrong. That's very slack of me, isn't it? Saturday the 5th of March. I'm still going to say Friday. With Flock starting off as Friday Flock, it's just stuck in my head so much it's very hard not to say it. But yes, the Saturday Flock on Saturday the 5th of March is at the library in Leeds. Now, it's got a pre-club gig of Grooving in Green supported by The Last Cry. And doors are 7:30, the first band is on at 8, and the bands cost you £4 in advance. If you pay in for the bands, you get in to the club night for free. However, if you don't go and see the bands, you have to pay in for the club night. Paying in costs £4 in advance, so probably slightly more on the door. And the club night runs from 10 p.m. till 2 a.m, and more details about that can be found at www.sheepish.net. On the following week, we have Daglands over at the Stereo in York on that Saturday, the 12th of March. That runs from 9 p.m. till 2 a.m. £4 entry there, and more information can be found at darklands.org.uk. What else? Ooh, the Wendy House every month. I know it seems like it's coming around quite quickly because that's about 3 weeks away. That's Saturday, the 19th of March at Leeds Uni SU. More information at thewendyhouse.org.uk. That's £5 on the door and 10 p.m. till 3 a.m. And I managed to get to it this month, and it was really, really busy. I think the organiser, Glenn, said had over 1,000 people through the door, and it felt that way. It was a very big... It's a very big venue. It can easily take that capacity, but it was really nicely busy. It was good to see it kind of back on form with everyone out partying. Of course, the Wendy House has got two big rooms. Well, it's got the main big room, I can't remember what the main big room's called, but it plays kind of goth and alternative and rock, and a bit of everything goes off in there. And it's got the Mutate Room, which is more the hard electronic stuff that you might hear a bit of on this show. And the other good news is, I think I mentioned 2 weeks ago on my previous show, the Black Sheep was returning, but I wasn't quite sure how frequent it was. Now, I've got the information on how frequent it is. It's almost every other week. It's almost twice a month. But when I say almost, not quite. Essentially, it's on the weekends that there isn't a Flock and there isn't a Wendy House. So that counts out 2 weekends of the month. It's not on the second of the weekend of the Saturday the second Saturday of the month. It's not on the weekend of the not on the weekend of the first Saturday of the month, and it's not on the weekend of the third Saturday of the month. Which is incredibly hard to explain, but if you just think, is there a Wendy House or is there a Flock? No. Then Black Sheep is on. Now, it's still free entry. It's still at Santiago's. It's more information is at sheepish.net. But, for example, the next few Black Sheeps are this coming Sunday, so the 27th of February, the 13th of March, and the 27th of March. So just basically dancing around the other busy weekends of the month. Also, I mentioned a club night called Exaltation that was starting here in Bradford. This was going to be monthly, but it hasn't quite happened that way. Its first venue hasn't really quite kicked off properly, so it's taking a break. The organisers are regrouping, and there's going to be a relaunch in May. So I will bring you all the details of that once they're all confirmed and nearer the time, because May's like forever away at the moment. So, yeah, Exaltation relaunching in May. It's not happening this month. It's already happened in February. It's not happening in March or April. It's starting again in May. So again, the details when I get them and when they're all confirmed and things like that. I think that's enough chatting for the time being. I'm going to continue with something stompy. Here's I think I promised you this earlier on in the show, something off the Kermel Commando album, Oil, Steel and Rhythm. This is a track called Shrapnel. was Void with guest vocals from Aria with a track called Weakener, the Growing Stronger short mix from Electronic Body Matrix, one compilation from Alpha Matrix. And now, I said earlier in the show I wasn't that impressed by the rest of that compilation. Now, that's one of the tracks that's well worth hearing. I'm a big fan of Aria anyway. I'm a big fan of Void. Void are quite stunning, even though they slipped past my radar. I had to have a couple of friends tell me to check them out. But, yeah, great combination there. Really nice distorted vocals from Jennifer. It just worked really well. So, yeah, that's one of the highlights of the Electronic Body Matrix compilation, but I've got this feeling that they've just tried to put too much in. Now, I'm not going to comment on the MP3 download side of it yet because I haven't had a listen to them yet. I've just one track, essentially. So, I won't comment on that until probably next show in a couple of weeks' time. I should have had a chance to listen to them. But, yeah, the CD-wise, it's feeling like they could have easily done a quality 2-CD compilation rather than a 4-CD compilation with a lot of tracks I find myself skipping past. And before Void featuring Aria, we had Kamar Commando with Shrapnel with a track from Oil, Steel and Rhythm, the first album from Kamar Commando. Sebastian Comor's unique solo project, so we'll see how that goes. But the album itself, I think, is a strong album. Really great to just listen to, and like you heard there, you pull the odd track off it, and it's good and stompy. Right, I'm going to continue with... This is a band called Birthday Massacre. One of my friends has just put some photos up online taken on their last tour, and he's a damn good photographer, to be honest. But it just reminded me of how much fun seeing this band live are. I've seen them on their last couple of tours, and they're just load of fun live. They're a bit kind of rocky, but well worth catching if you like this kind of thing. This is Sleepwalking off their most recent album, Pins and Needles.
Time is
Unfortunately, I'm running out of time, like usual, to be honest. But I played you there, The Dragons, with Here Are the Roses from Here Are the Roses. And before that, I played you Birthday Massacre with Sleepwalking. I just want to thank you for listening. I'll be back here 4 nights' time with more of the same. And I'll leave you tonight with She Wants Revenge with Red Flags and Long Nights from She Wants Revenge album.